Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I know everybody's trying to get ready for the big game day. Glory to God. But you know, he still sits high. And he looks low. So we have to go on, amen, and go on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with the announcements, first of all. I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday. You missed an awesome, awesome show on Tuesday night. None other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. It's one word from the Lord. Comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific. 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then you need to get hooked up. Hook up with the hookup. Glory to God. Because it goes down every Tuesday. Apostle and Pastor rock the house. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Saturday we have Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it because Elder prays the house down. You know, if you need a prayer, amen, somebody to help you to get a prayer through, then this is the one to contact. Glory to God. Because guess what? When she prays on her show, my God, heaven open up and pour them out. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to listen. Every Saturday for Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the first Hour of Power. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the next Hour of Power, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to give you a 30-minute window break right there, and then we're going to go ahead and go over and hear Minister Elaine. She's just going to flip the switch just a little bit, and she'll be on next. And I want to encourage you also, if you have not bought your book yet, she is an author. You can go on Facebook. She have everything on Facebook that you need to go ahead and purchase your book. You can purchase it on Amazon, or you can get in contact with her. You can inbox her on Facebook and Twitter. Amen. And she will get back in touch with you and let you know how you can purchase the book. So if you need a good read, this is what you need to do. Contact Minister Elaine Jackson, and she will tell you how to get her book. Amen. And, you know, we encourage everybody as we come on each and every Sunday to partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many perks from Monday all the way up through Sunday. And it starts over again on the next Monday. You know, give you encouraging words and just everything that you need. And you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by blood-washed born believers. Amen. In Christ that can get a prayer through. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. And let God be God in your life. So many times you hear people asking to come in and give, you know, to give an offering or, you know, sow a seed or, you know, people just say, well, you know, all they want is money. Well, guess what? I want them to know my name, call my name out in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we can pray for you, but ain't nothing like calling your name out in the spirit. Got it right there in front of you, you know. And call it out. Say, Lord, this person right here, you know, JJ needs some prayer, Lord God. He's praying for a new car. You know, Susie, Lord God, she's praying, Lord God, that you will save her family and turn them all around, Lord, and bring them back, those that are backslidden, you know. And that's the kind of prayer that we put forth for you. So I encourage you to come on and get in and partner with us. We're only asking $25 or more. And if any of these ministries have been a blessing you, I encourage you to send a seed also. You know, it's nothing like blessing God's people so many times now people are holding their hands so tight, and I hear, you know, gas has gone up, you know, and everything is, you know. But I one thing I do notice, people will spend money where they want to spend money at. It doesn't matter what has gone up, what has gone down, what has gone all the way around. People will spend money. It does not matter. So, you know, sow a seed. If any of these people have been a blessing to you, and I believe in my heart that they have, go back and let them know. You know, love is what it does. Yes, it do. But you got to sometimes reach in the purse, you know, reach in that Michael Kors and the new Dooney and Burch. You know, I hear they're coming back in style, you know, for all you purse lovers. Glory to God. And come on and sow a seed. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to move on. If anybody desires prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. So we're going to go ahead with prayer. I'm going to be reading today from Job chapter 1. I'm going to be coming from Job chapter 1. And the title of my message will be Worshiping and Praising God Through the Test. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, how you have spared our lives, oh God. We thank you, you made, oh death, get back and behave, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, God, right now, oh God, that you would keep each and every person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Keep their mind on you, Lord. You said, if you keep your mind on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. So, Father God, we thank you for the peace of God to rest upon them, Lord God, like a dove, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for a new day, another day, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're opening up the heavens, Lord God, and you're pouring out blessings that we won't have room enough to contain, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that are motherless, those that are fatherless. We know, Lord, you'll be a mother and a father, Lord God. You say you'll stick closer than a brother to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are opening up their hearts and inviting you in, Lord, as you've knocked on the door, Lord God, and this is the season for them to open up and let you in, Lord, because no man knows the day or the hour in which Jesus is to return. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for souls that are being saved right now in the name of Jesus, brought out of darkness into your light, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for parents all across the nation, oh Lord God, as they're leading and guiding their children in the right direction, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for those, God, who cannot walk, those, Lord, who cannot talk, because we know, Lord God, that they're still, their mind is still on you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how they have labored and laid, God, before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, you said those who keep their mind on you, Lord God, oh, my God, you would keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. You got to keep your mind stayed on Jesus Christ in these last days, oh my God, because there are many distractions that are coming in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one, oh God, how you're raising them up, Lord God, the healing that you're giving them, Lord God. You're giving them healing in their body, in their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're healing, Lord God, knee joints right now. Oh, my God, where they've been aching, Lord God, even just so much as a rain. They say it's aching, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to heal that joint right now, Lord, and as you turn them around, Lord God, lead them in the right direction in which they need to go for you, whatever they need to do for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So let them know, Lord, that you're in control and you're in charge. Lord, you just healed them, Lord God, of that joint pain right now. They shall not hurt anymore. Now listen to this. Glory to God. He said the steps of a righteous man were ordered by the Lord. So God is going to give you a new step, huh, and a new direction to go in. So don't kick against him. Glory to God. Make sure you walk in that direction, because if you don't, that joint pain will return. Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. So make sure you're going in the direction in which he's leading you. Oh, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Oh, my God. We thank you how you've healed, God, how you deliver, and how you'll set free, Lord God, those that are captive in their minds. Lord, we ask you to create in a clean heart. Renew a right spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost power live on the inside to lead and guide them down the road in which they should go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your angels camping around and hovering over them, Lord God, even in the midnight hour, Lord God, when they think nobody's there, nobody is listening. The cry that comes out in the name of Jesus saying, Lord, heal me, Lord. Deliver me and set me free. Huh? I don't want to live like this anymore, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Huh? The drug addicts being healed. Hey, glory to God. Huh? Those, the alcoholic. Oh, my God. Being delivered in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we praise your holy name on high. Because we know you are the deliverer. You are a miracle working God. You are a supernatural God, huh, that can do supernatural things, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh, you can put supernatural on our natural stuff, huh, and make it come to life. Hey, glory to God. And Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Remember, we serve a supernatural God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you're looking at the natural stuff, and I had a conversation with someone. Amen. Glory to God. And they were talking about the natural. But, you know, you look at it in the natural, but understand, they may be prospering in the natural, but do they have spiritual, everlasting life? That's where it comes in at. Glory to God. You can see people get a lot of stuff. People can get a lot of stuff. They can get a lot of things. They can get a lot of men. They can get a lot of women. Glory to God. They can get the wrong man, and they can get the right one. Glory to God. But when it all comes down, hallelujah, oh, my God, are you really and truly saved? Do you love the Lord? Do you want eternal life? Or would you rather have all this stuff? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, think about it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and get into our message. I'm going to be coming from chapter 1 of Job, worshiping and praising God through the test. You know, anybody can praise the Lord whenever everything is going good. But can you stand and praise God even through the test? Or do you run and you hold up, wait a minute. Glory to God. Sometimes you'll even call out, you know, well, hold up, I got to call this person. I got to call them. I done got pure scared now. Oh, my God. So you know what? When the trials and the tests come, it's going to show what's in you. And if it ain't there, glory to God, it ain't going to come out prego. It's going to come out fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you need to learn when you're praying and you're fasting and whatever else you're doing, amen, on your daily Bible reading and whatever you're doing, glory to God, ask God to help you, Lord. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Ain't no shame in it. It's in the word, hallelujah, glory to God. But you want to come up higher than you were last year. You don't want to always walk around fearful, you know, this going to happen, that's going to happen, you know, that's going to happen, and this and that. Hallelujah. You want to say, Lord, I'm going to stand on your word. And that's when you'll be able to, he said, put me in remembrance of my word. Because you ain't gave me the spirit of fear. You gave me love and sound mind and peace. And I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to let the peace of God rest on my shoulder. Even though through the trials and the tests, I'm still going to walk around and I'm going to praise you. I'm still going to give you glory, oh God. That's what you got to do. Let's read Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That means, you know, he avoided evil. Now, you see right here, you can avoid evil. If you know evil is going on in certain places, you ain't got to go over there. Glory to God. You don't have to do this. If you know there are things that's not going right and things they are doing that is contrary and to the word of God, you don't have to go. You don't have to do that. Glory to God. You don't. Yes, you don't and you don't. But let me go ahead and read verse 2. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. In other words, he had plenty. He didn't lack nothing. He loved the Lord, and he did not lack anything because he ran away from evil. He was perfect. And the Bible says he was perfect. He was upright. He walked upright. And that means he did the things that were right through the word of God. He did. He served the Lord. And he knew the consequences. Amen. It's not that he had fear, you know, that, you know, all the time walking in fear. No, he had reverential fear. That means you fear what God will do. You ain't worried about what man's saying, but you fearing what God will do. Glory to God. And that's what we got to have. We got to have the fear, amen, the reverential fear of the word of God coming to pass. That's it. That's okay. You can have that fear. But, amen, you don't fear what man's going to do. You don't fear what man's going to say, because they're going to say what they want to say anyway. You know, sometimes people can say, hey, man, some of the stuff, I'm telling you, glory to God. You know, they had this show one time. Children can say the darnest things. You know, people can say the darnest things sometimes. I mean, like, okay, now how are you going to come up to me and you're going to say this craziness? You need to check yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone on one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. You know, and I read in one translation, they would celebrate birthdays, glory to God, in each other's house. And that's what he did. They feasted in their house. So they called their sisters, you know, and everything to come over, you know, with them. And it was so. Then the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. In other words, he said, you know, Job offered up a sacrifice. Amen. He killed some of them sheep and all them asses he had. He killed those. Amen. That was a self sacrifice unto God for his children. He said, even though they were down there and they may have sinned, you know, they were down there drinking, amen, and they didn't have Kool-Aid and they didn't have lemonade. They was drinking wine. Glory to God. So, you know, when people get to drinking, there's no telling. Hallelujah. So guess what? I say unsaved. You know, I hear people saying, you know, they say, well, it don't hurt you to, amen, to drink. Amen. But the Bible said to drink a little wine for your stomach. Yes, he did. He didn't say man should not get drunk with wine. Glory to God. So you got to be careful about that. You know, some people take the Bible out of context to make it fit what they need it to fit. And that's just not the way it works. Glory to God. Let's move on. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Okay, the angels came, amen, and so Satan's going to come with them. Hallelujah. Let's see what happens. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from waking up, walking up and down in it. You know, he was walking around to see what could he do. You know, the Lord asked him, said, where you come from? What you doing? He already knew what he was up to. He knew he was up to no good. Glory to God. So he asked him, well, what do you want? What you doing here? The angels was with him. He was with the angels. Glory to God. And he go, come there and ask, you know, come looking around, you know, I'm looking to see whom I may devour. In other words, I'm looking to see who I can put a test on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what he was saying. Let's see who can I put through some tests. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil. He was saying, you know, there is none like Job. He knew Job. God knows you from the inside out. He knows you even better than people know you. Sometimes people can say, well, I know her. No, you don't know my heart. All you know is you see me. You hear me. But you don't know, amen, my heart, glory to God. Only God knows the heart of man. Hey, glory to God. You know, some people say, well, you know, I knew her when. Yeah, you knew them because you grew up with them and you saw what they did at those times, those particular times, when they were saved and some were unsaved. You saw it. You saw what they did. You know what they like. Sometimes, yeah, I know she don't eat this and she don't eat that. And she don't like you to do this and she don't like you to do that. But you don't know the heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know the Bible said, guard your heart, because out of the heart will flow the issue of life. So sometimes everything that's in your heart, it will flow out. Amen. If you got anger, it'll flow. Hallelujah. If you dislike people, it'll flow. Oh, my God. It will flow out of you. Let's move on. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? He said, do he fear you for nothing? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. You know what he was saying? He has blessed everything that Job has, and he was telling him Job got all this, and he said a flock is so great, it covers the land. That's what he was telling him. He was saying all this property he got houses, he got land, you know. Let's just break it on down in this century. He got cars, and you got everything going good. You're living in a mansion. Bills are paid. You got $40,000, $50,000, amen, in the bank. Everything is well. You don't have to beg. You don't have to borrow. All is well with thine soul. The children are doing good. The husband come home at night. Hey, oh, glory to God. A wife come home at night. Amen. She don't even have to cook supper. We ordered it every night. Everything is going well. There's no test, no trials. All is well with thy soul. Glory to God. And he was telling him, okay, you've increased him. So he's got all this stuff. Huh? Hallelujah. And all this property. Let's see what 11 says. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. He was telling him, well, you know, all that he got. Now, if I take away all that, or if you touch that and take away everything that Job had, all his houses, all his land, all his cars, and all that stuff, and make the children act up, make the husband act up, make the husband cheat, hey, glory to God, make the woman cheat, oh, well, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, just everything acting up, make the dog bite you, and he ain't used to bite you, glory to God, the children acting crazy in school, they acting crazy everywhere else, Lord, they just acting out, everything going wrong. Would you curse him at that point? Is that a time to curse or is that a time to pray? That's a time to pray and praise the Lord and worship God. Hallelujah. And let me help you out. You won't be able, amen, to just go in sometimes and just do that. You'll say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I praise you. But listen, you got to put on some music and break that thing off you so you can praise the Lord and worship the Lord thy God. Because guess what? That thing will get on you so, my God, you got to put it on the run. Hallelujah. Let's move to 12. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. In other words, he said, okay, I'm going, I know I got it. No, Satan ain't got it, because Job was an upright man and he feared God. He loved the Lord. When you love the Lord, you're not going to let these little itsy-bitsy trials come and try to weigh you down. When you love God like you love him and you stay in this word, everything out of your mouth, the Lord, help me. Lord, I need you. Holy Ghost power, won't you rain on me? I need more of you. And pull on him. And guess what? He will answer. I've been through it too many times. Glory to God. There was even times, amen, during summer breaks and everything, glory to God, when you have to pull on him a little bit harder. That's all I'm going to say, glory to God. You have to pull on him a little bit harder, my God. So don't let it tie you down and get you down. Because if you do, you'll have a breakdown, and you don't want to do that. So, you know, guess what he did? He took off when he told him that. He left. It was time to go. He was going to see what happened. He was going to touch everything, but he couldn't touch Job's soul. In other words, he couldn't kill it. Glory to God. He couldn't touch it. He could take everything Job had away from him. He told him you could touch it all. I notice in his word right here that he didn't even tell him that he couldn't touch the children. All he told him said, you can't touch Job's soul. You can't do it. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the savings fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servant with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. See, there was only one left, just one. See, Satan left one to make sure he'd go back and tell Job what happened, you know. Ain't that something? They're going to always need that one person to go and tell somebody else. And then it gets back to who? It gets back to that person. Glory to God. Well, you know, this bad thing happened. You know, they're doing this to you, and they're doing that. They want to do this to you, and they want to do that to you. They're going to always leave it open. And sometimes warning comes before destruction. Yes, it does. You need to listen, but understand. Don't fear what they're telling you, but it's time for you to mount up. Amen. Glory to God. You're standing on the front line and pray. Glory to God. You don't have to call this one, that one, that one, that one, that one. Yes, you're going to call somebody to help you to pray it through, but stop talking about it so much. Hallelujah. You keep releasing it in the atmosphere. What you need to do is mount up and say, Lord, I'm here. I'm your child. And Lord, they're coming against me. Lord, you said many of the affliction of the righteous, but you shall deliver them out of them all. Lord, I'm yours. I'm born once, born believer in Jesus Christ. I won't back down to the tricks of the devil, the wiles of the enemy. I am yours, Lord God. And Lord, I preach your word, Lord. I pray, Lord, I seek your word. And here's another thing. Let me just throw this one out there. I tithe and I offer it. But now, if you don't tithe and you don't give your offering, don't throw that out there, okay? Amen. And Lord, I am yours. So, Lord, I'm asking you to deliver me, Lord, because you said, Lord God, if I stand on your word, Lord God, you'll move it, Lord God. You'll move this mountain, Lord God. I need this mountain moved out of my way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if I continue in your word and if I continue doing what you called me to do, I continue preaching, I continue praying, I continue reading the word, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that you'll be there, Lord God. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Lord God, you're my rock, my shield. You're my provider. You're my protector. So, Lord God, I'm leaning on you. That's the kind of prayer you better get to praying and stop falling down. Amen. Glory to God. And understand you ain't London Bridge no more. That's when you became, you was a babe in Christ. Now it's time for you to mount up. Oh, glory to God. I think, you know how the older people say, get some act right about you. Glory to God. You read the word. You say you pray. You say you're up and all the time praying. Glory to God. You say you're doing everything you need to do. Well, where's the word in you whenever you need to mount up and stand on the front line? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you praise him through the text? Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 16. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. See, one escaped to come tell it again. Because he wanted to make sure that that word was coming back to Job. Because, you know, he wanted to see, amen. See, he like, okay, see, he's taking away all his stuff. So now let's see if he's going to curse God. Oh, not so, not so, and not so. Amen, glory to God. You can't, in a time of trouble, you cannot buckle your knees, glory to God. You got to mount up and be one of the centurion soldiers and stand and stand there for. Don't give an enemy no room. You got to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil because he's going to come sooner or later, glory to God. But there's a time when he will be shut up. But in the meantime, guess what? You're going to have to stand and stand on the word of God. When you're reading the word, you know, I'm like this. When I read the word, if it's word in there, amen, that I don't understand that, I've got to know the meaning to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God can tell me, but sometimes he wants you to look it up. That's when he said, seek and you shall find. Glory to God. And you got to do that sometimes. Hallelujah. But seek him and you'll find. I want to know the meaning to every word that I read. I don't want to just read it just to be reading. I want to know that I know that I know. This word got to get in there. So if I don't understand it, it ain't going to get in there. And you pray about it. Hallelujah. You fast upon the word of God. And then you'll be able to stand whenever trouble comes. Because guess what? It will come. It's going to come. Amen. It's going to come. No ifs, and buts about it. Hallelujah. It's going to come. I know some say it. I hear you. You say, well, you know what? When I was a sinner in the world, I didn't have this kind of trouble. No, you had this kind of trouble. You just didn't know what it was because you were operating in the world system. Now you're operating in Jesus' system. So it's just different. Your eyes are open. In other words, the blindness has come off so you can see the tricks and the wiles of the devil. And you can see what he's trying to throw your way. That's what it is. That's all. The blindness are off now so you can see the trouble. Glory to God. But understand, trouble don't last always. Let's move over to verse 17. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Look at here. Job went through test after test after test. Things were coming, just coming against Job. Did you understand how, amen, sometimes you can get out of one fire. Here come another one. You can get out of that one, and he'll come another one. And then sometimes they'll all come at one time. Well, understand what he said. I will never put more on you, glory to God, than you can bear. Hallelujah. So whenever that is, then it's time to do what? It's time to fast. It's time to pray. It's time to just shut it down. Glory to God. Just shut the TV off. Shut the computer off. Shut everything off and shut everybody out. Glory to God. And begin, glory to God, to go before the Lord in prayer. Say, Father, here I am, Lord God. I'm in need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, this fire is hot, but I know, Lord God, you could send the rain to put it out. Oh, good God Almighty. Lord, I know, Lord God, all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Lord, I love you with my whole heart. And if it's not clean, then, Lord, you purge it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you're settling everything that needs to be settling. You're settling debt. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you're settling debt, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you're settling things that's going on around me, oh God. Teachers ain't acting right. People ain't acting right, Lord God. Oh, my God. Teachers in Christ, glory to God. They ain't acting right. Church members ain't acting right, Lord God. So, Lord, I need you to put these fires out, glory to God. And guess what? He'll send the rain. Oh, my God. But you got to learn how to pray. Hallelujah. My God. Because if you're getting all this word and ain't using it, it ain't going to prosper you nothing. He said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You can lose your soul over this stuff. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to give in and give in to him. Nah. If you are a Christian, if you saved, if you were just saved last week, you still, amen, you are in the household of faith. Glory to God. What is it, hallelujah, for you to be saved and not stand on the word of God? So stop standing on what the world doing and the world system. Well, I'm going to get them back. Nah. You put prayer on it and let God handle it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And guess what? He will. Because he'll send the rain to put out every fire that's going on around you. Now, here's the thing. Amen. Don't you be the one that's starting the fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can just sit laid back, and then things will come and things will happen. And that's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. And when they come, don't let it shake your tree. Don't let it pull you out of the ministry. Don't let it pull you to the left. You stay right and stay righteous. Glory to God. And watch what he'll do. Hallelujah. You can't be up and down, to and fro, tossed by every wind, every doctrine. That means every contrary wind that's coming and blowing in your household. You're going to be shaken up. Hallelujah. Your tree going to lean to the left, to the left. Don't let it happen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, thy sons and thy daughters, can you imagine? Oh, my God. We're eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, look here. Glory to God. Everything was falling down around Joe. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. All his sheep, all his asses, everything was gone. Oh, my God, my God. Can you imagine him getting, just think about it. If you'd have got all this and all these fires come to you at one time, there was a lot of fires. Can you imagine they were burning on every side? Then here he comes with all his sons and all his daughters. Amen. I would say, amen, it's a strong wind. I'm going to say a tornado. And that's sometimes the way it is, amen, in our lives. Tornadoes come to destroy us. But guess what? If we're strong in the Lord, amen, he will keep us and he will build us up, glory to God. You know, he always warned us. Warning come before destruction. There are things that God will warn you that's coming, but sometimes, you know, you just don't pay them any attention. Understand, glory to God, you have to pay attention to things that the Holy Ghost is trying to warn you of. That's why it's so important to have that Holy Ghost fire, be Holy Ghost filled, because the Holy Ghost lead and guides you in the right direction. The Holy Ghost will give you strength right on the inside, so you can pull from the word of God. Said, okay, Lord, I need that word down in me that's going to help change this situation. So what is it on the inside? Hallelujah. Make sure you got something more than just some chicken, glory to God, some potatoes and, you know, some lemonade, some juice, amen, and understand, hallelujah. Make sure you got that Holy Ghost fire, that Holy Ghost wine, hallelujah. That's what you need, not bottled wine, but Holy Ghost wine on the inside of you. Glory to God. That's going to help you and take you to where you need to be, to come and fight against the wiles of the enemy. That's why it's so important to read and meditate in his word day and night. He says so we can have success. Success meaning whenever those things come and those trials come and they try to weigh you down, glory to God. You're just family coming, amen, trying to weigh you down with situations. Oh, my God. Children coming. They're doing everything they're big enough to do. Then they'll call you. Well, guess what, Mama, Daddy? I had this problem. And then you get a phone call in the wee hours of the night, glory to God. And you got to, hallelujah, mount up and pray. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that child going to be all right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Although I'm going to go get him, and I'll tell you what you're going to do when you get him, but that's okay. Hallelujah, glory to God. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, make sure that he's all right, Lord. I know, Lord, he done wrong, Lord. Cover him under the blood, because I understand what Job said. He gave sacrifices for him every time they did this, because guess what? Hallelujah. He said, even though they might have sinned in their heart, because you know, like I said, when they was drinking wine, they was merry, right? Hallelujah. I'm not talking about Mary had a little lamb. I'm talking about they were lively. There's no telling what they did. Glory to God. So he gave a sacrifice for them every time. So that's what you got to do, and put prayer on it. Hallelujah. You know, now saints, they just don't want to pray. They want to spend their times in malls and watching, you know, 5 or 6 hours of all they got some new TV shows, to my understanding, that's on. You know, nothing wrong with that, all that. But put that in its place so you'll have something to stand against the wiles of the devil when he comes and try to attack you. Understand, you see right here, he told him, go do what you got to do. Because I know that one over there, he ain't going to curse me. So go ahead and do what you got to do. He's not going to curse me. Go ahead. He ain't. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Let's read this right here, glory to God. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Ah, look at here. What did he do? He fell down upon the ground and he worshiped the Lord thy God, my God. Even after all the tests and the trials and the tribulations that he had been through, he worshiped the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And that's what I say. You got to get something to first break it. You know, you got to get something to break it off you first. And then you can come into his presence and, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you because I know you're going to take care of all this. Although the fire is burning, Lord, you will send the rain to put these fires out. Glory to God. Let's read the rest of it. Hallelujah. And said, naked. Hallelujah. Came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know, sometimes people get so caught up. You know, well, Lord, you didn't give me this I asked you for. Well, guess what? It might not have been time for you to get it. And then if he gave it to you, what would you do? Now, you know what? Sometimes when people ask God for money, hallelujah, you know, he'll give it to you. He will. But understand, when you get it, he's going to give you more than enough. He's going to give you enough to do what you need to do. Amen. If it's pay a light bill or whatever, and he's going to give you a surplus. That surplus means you seed off that surplus. So don't just go and say, well, you know what? He gave me more than I asked for. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on over here, and I'm going to buy this beautiful dress I saw in this wonder. I'm going to go and get these shoes. Oh, it's the latest fashion. Oh, my God. I'm going to go over here, hallelujah, and I'm going to get this purse. Oh, my God. I work hard, and you know what? God blessed me with this money. But understand, it's nothing like seeding, hallelujah, and giving, hallelujah, offering and tithes, and you can call on God whenever you get ready. Say, Lord, hold up. You know, I don't have what I need. So, Lord, I need you to rain down me some money. And then you'll say, well, you know what? Let me call somebody and see if they can help me pray, you know, some money in, or see if they'll shake a money tree for me. Glory to God. But you got to do what you got to do first. Because if you give your tithes and offering, amen, first, then guess what? He's going to make everything else fall in place. You know, sometimes there's a time when you might not be able, amen, to give everything that you want to give, but you got to give something. Even so well, I know some people, hallelujah, glory to God, even though they couldn't tithe, amen, and they only do like unemployment and different stuff, but guess what they did? They still gave an offering out of what they got, hallelujah. If it was whatever the amount was, they gave an offering, hallelujah. Because you know what? You need more than just that. You're going to need Jesus, amen, just point blank. But you're going to need more than just that to help pay what you got to pay. So you got to understand, you know, if you're spending every dime and doing everything and other things, glory to God, he can't bless that because you cursed with a curse. And you don't want to do that, glory to God. You see right here, Job did not charge God foolishly, no matter what happened. Out of all that, Satan didn't touch him, hallelujah, his soul, he didn't. He said, that's your soul. But he did take all of his stuff. Sometimes people will use and lose everything they got. Well, can you stand and stand on his word that he'll give you more? Hallelujah. So don't get caught up in that situation. You know, a lot of people's stuff don't mean a whole lot to you. It really don't. To me, you know, stuff is stuff. It don't matter. You know, things are things. Glory to God. I like nice stuff. Don't get me wrong. I do. But it's just stuff. You know, the seed in the kingdom of God is more important. And you know what? You have to get to that place. You have to get to that place in God because I had to get there. So I'm just telling you, you have to get there. Well, you want to put God first, and then you begin to come on up the ladder and come on up the ladder and come on up, and guess what? If he can trust you with a little, glory to God, then he said, I'll give you much. So that means he'll give you enough to provide. He'll give you enough to do whatever you need to do. And before you know it, he'll make you a millionaire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But not just because you said, you know, God's going to make me a millionaire and I ain't doing nothing here. No, it takes work. It really does. Hallelujah. To become that millionaire. Hallelujah. He can do it in a day, but if he can't trust you, he ain't going to do it. Because you're going to take all that money that he gives you and you're going to go shopping and you're going to go on all these cruises and all these extravagant things and all that. Then guess what? He ain't going to give it to you because that's your first thing coming out your mouth. But see, when you say you're going to give to the kingdom of God and he knows how you gave when you didn't have much, then guess what? He'll give it to you. He will. But if you didn't give it to when you had just a little, then you can hang it up because it's not going to happen. Because he knows when he give it to you, all you're going to do is go and take care of everything that you want to take care of. In other words, you're going to go and get more stuff. Instead of saying, well, you know what, Lord, what can I do here? Okay, Lord, there are people, you know, that have been preaching and, Lord God, I need to sow. You know, listen, you get this money if you get this money, amen, through this ministry, through these prayers, then that's where you return to. Amen. Let me help you out. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, glory to God. You know, so Lord, I need to sow, you know, this money back into that ministry. Then guess what? He's pleased with that. He's pleased with that. You know, we ought to be God pleasers and not man pleasers. Stop trying to please man and ain't nothing wrong with you looking good and smelling good and all. Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. But don't please them. If you like what you're wearing and it's nice and you like it, that's all that matters. It don't matter whether nobody outside, amen, like it or not. It don't matter if nobody likes your hair. If you got a ton to the left, it's okay. If you got a flip in the top, it's okay. That's your flip. Glory to God. However you like it, that's it. That's the way I see it. You know, if you like it, wear it. Hallelujah. If you don't like it, then that's you. But you can't let, and then you want to go and you want to spend money and doing this and doing that, and you don't really have it to do. Hallelujah. And you want to go and you want to join this and you want to do, something's wrong. We got to come back. Amen. You got to come back to where your first love. You've lost your first love. You got to come back to him. Glory to God. You know, because he don't care. You see, Job did not curse God. He said, Lord, I'm going to yet praise you, Lord. I may not have all my money. I may not have my children. I may not have, Lord God, a job. I may not, but Lord, I'm going to still yet praise you. All the stuff that I had, I had all the cars. I had all the land. I had 401k, and I had all these things. I had good insurance, and Lord knows I had all this money in the bank. I had over $100,000 in the bank, Lord. I had all this, Lord. So God, all this is taken away. But I'm going to yet praise.
praise you, Lord God. I'm not going to give up on you. I can't give up on you because you're all that I need, Lord. You're all that I got. I can't gain the whole world and lose my soul. I want eternal life. So, Lord God, I lift this up to you, and I lift this prayer up to you. I'm going to yet praise you. I'm going to yet worship you and call upon the name of Jesus. I'm going to yet, Lord God, continue to read the word of God. I'm going to yet tell people about a man named Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when some people get in that place, they won't even tell others about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they let Satan steal their joy. But don't let him steal your joy. You know, he'll give you joy. Oh, my God, in the midst of every battle, he'll give you everything that you need in the midst of the battle, oh, God. He'll give you the strength to climb the mountain. Glory to God. And you ain't got to go up on the rough side of the mountain. There's this song they used to sing. I'm going up on the rough side of the mountain. You don't have to go up on that side of the mountain. Glory to God. If you go up on the side, oh, amen, that Jesus on, you can go up on the good side. You don't always have to go up on the rough side. Glory to God. Because on that side, the rough side, you can't even climb the rock. Oh, good God Almighty. But over here, Jesus is the rock. And he's our salvation. Oh, my God. We don't have to fear him. Glory to God. But we have reverential fear. Oh, my God. Glory to God. So understand, yet praise the Lord, yet worship God. Stay in his word, learn his word, meditate on his word, and see and stay focused what he's saying. Hallelujah. Don't just go and read it, and then it don't have no meaning to you. Because sometimes you say, people say, well, you know what, I read the word. Yeah, what was it about? Do you know? And then I hear them say, let me see. No, when you read it, you should know what it's about. It's not let me see. You should already know, not let me see. But you know, sometimes people say, hold up, wait a minute, let me see, let me think. Okay, and then they can't even tell you, well, all I know is I read it. Well, it ain't doing you no good. The word is there to help you. It's to strengthen you, to get you where you need to go. Glory to God. And when these trials and tests come, you'll have something. You'll have something on the inside because he's out of the belly full rivers of living water. Glory to God. And so it will start to flow. Those words will flow. And you'll flow in prayer. You'll flow in whatever you need to do. And you will start flowing and worshiping and praising him because it's on the inside. So whenever you put it in there, you got to make sure you understand what you're putting in there. They got so many versions of the Bible out now to help you to break it down. There's no way you can say that I don't understand it. Hallelujah. But listen, this is something else, ladies. Amen. And men, women. Children, everybody listening on the way of glory to God. You can't live off another's prayer. Hallelujah. You're going to have to pray for yourself. You can't live off another, amen, another man's word. Hallelujah. In other words, let me break that down to you. Because they say they know the Bible. You can't live off that. You got to read it for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's this saying, hallelujah, and it said every tub has to sit on its own bottom, hallelujah. I used to think about that all the time, and you know what, it's worded in there, but it's not worded like that, hallelujah. But that's just the breakdown version. The thing about it is every tub got to sit on its own bottom. In other words, you are striving for your own eternal life, not another man. You can't believe, amen, glory to God. You can believe what they're saying if they're in the word. But if they ain't doing right, then I'm going to tell you, don't believe it. Don't believe it because guess what? They're counterfeit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a counterfeit person. Hallelujah. But you got to stay in the word of God and read it and meditate on it and believe it for yourself. Don't just go on what somebody else saying. Well, you know, I need to do it like this, and you need to do it like that. Yes, we have leaders over us to help us that know the word of God, but leaders are living right there, talking right there, doing the right thing, and they can help you. Yes, yes, and yes. But I'm here to tell you, you got to read this word also. They can lead and they can guide you in the way you should go. They can lead and they can guide you in the word that you should read and how you should do and what you should do to pray and fast and all those things. They can break up some stuff on the inside that's stopping you, that's stagnating you, amen, from getting where you want to, where you need to go in God. They can do that. Yes, they can do all that. But still, you got to read the word and you got to pray. Hallelujah. So don't do that. Glory to God. Make sure you're reading. Make sure you're studying. Make sure everything that you're getting it. Yes, you go to Bible study. Yes, you go to prayer. Every kind of door's open, you're there. Mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But make sure you get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word, Lord God, that has gone forth on today, Lord God. We shall yet praise and worship you, Lord God. Although, Lord God, we go through the trials and the tests, we know, Lord, that they don't come to destroy us, Lord God, but they come, Lord God, to make us better in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, as we're stead on the word of God and not move, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We shall stand strong on the word of God. We shall not fear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but we shall have reverential fear of you, Lord, and the word of God as it comes to pass in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are a rock. Oh, you are a shield, Lord God. You're everything that we need, everything that we need you to be, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we bind every stronghold, Lord God, that come against everyone on this line and those that are listening by the way of, in the name of Jesus. We say, loose them and let them go. It's time to step forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus in ministry. Oh, my Lord, don't let nothing hold you back anymore. Oh my God, you've been stagnated for a long time in the name of Jesus, because they tell you you're not ready. Glory to God. But the only way you're going to get ready is to step out. Hallelujah. Get up under someone that will take you into that destiny. Glory to God. And be ready. They'll show you what to do and how to do it in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the trials are not to make us bitter, but the trials are there to make us better, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just remember, yet have a praise of the Lord thy God. Don't stop just because you go through tests, because you go through trials. Tribulation, don't stop. Don't stop. Stand and stand there for. We got to be strong soldiers in this season, because there is so much that's going on. You just got to learn how to pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Continue to pray. You may not can pray like me, but it don't matter. Hallelujah. As long as you're offering up, amen, a prayer. Glory to God, to the Lord thy God. It doesn't matter. You can't pray like nobody else. You just be who God called you to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And say what he's telling you to say. You can't say what I say, but it's okay. Nobody is to mock anybody. Glory to God. We're to be who he's calling us to be. We're to be, amen, everything that he wants us to be. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation of Christ. If you're a sinner in need of a Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. Father, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. I commit my life to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get you a Bible where you can understand it. Glory to God. Because I know some say they have a hard time trying to understand the King James Version. That's what I read out of. But get you, they got so many that you can get. The New Living Translation. They got English translation. They got translations and translations on top of translations. Glory to God. But just seek and search what you can understand. Glory to God. As long as you get it. And what you can do is you can read the King James Version, and then go back and read the English Standard Version, and it'll give you more understanding if you don't understand it. But you will soon catch up whenever you believe God and keep trusting God, and he'll give it to you, amen. Because if there any man like want wisdom, let him ask, amen. Everything belongs to God, knowledge, wisdom, understanding of the word of God, hallelujah. It all belongs to him. And he will give those things freely. All he said you got to do is ask. He said, ask. And then some say, well, I've been asking. Well, just keep asking. He's giving you a little bit at a time. You might not notice it, but he'll give you little bits at a time. Glory to God. But he don't want to overwhelm you. He'll give you little bits at a time. But just go ahead and ask, and he will give it to you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction, and we're going to get out of here. Remember, Minister Elaine Jackson is coming up next. You want to go over and hear, amen, a word from the Lord on today from Minister Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome Sunday. Amen.